impact startups. In this chapter, we will go through several good social impact startups in India and abroad. We will also learn how each startup has made progress by proper learning, planning, and organizing. First, we will see the social impact startups in India. In India, the social startups are targeting customers at the middle and the base of the pyramid, because it is here that the need is acute, and if you remember the base of pyramid chapter, it is here that the population is also the most. About 2/3 of the population of our country is still fighting for access to basic needs like clean toilets, good schools and hospitals. And therefore, this is the area where new companies have come up in recent years. These ventures are laying the groundwork for tapping these needs as basic needs and as business opportunities. They are not dependent on charity or grant, but are dependent on the citizens at the middle and the bottom of the pyramid to sustain them as paying customers. Let us start with Hippocampus Learning Centers. Umesh Malhotra started Hippocampus Learning Centers 5 years ago. His idea was simple, ensuring that the poor get a head start. The plan was to build and run an organization that goes into villages and operates preschools, that is, 3 years of schooling before class one. In 2011, the first batch of preschools was started. Today, Hippocampus has expanded to 285 locations, predominantly in Karnataka, and also includes 12 schools in neighboring Maharashtra. Its business model is collection of fees, and these fees range from Rs 3000 to Rs 7000 per child per annum, depending on the size of the village and its economics. It is able to keep the fees low as the program is designed to keep the costs low. Mind you, the children are not getting poor product. That is, the quality of education is not poor. The quality of education is the same way it is given in private schools. But by using the efficiencies of scale and the program design, Umesh is able to keep the costs low and give a good product. In fact, today, the schools also have tablets with internet access. They also have software applications that track data about attendance, enrollment, collection of fees, student performance, and rating of the teachers across the villages. Parent-teacher meetings are conducted thrice a year. Feedback is collected and sent back to Bengaluru through 80 staff members. Building the institution as a for-profit organization made it possible to attract venture capitalists to fund its expansion plans. Let us see another organization, iMerit. Radha Ramaswamy Basu, a 65-year-old lady, saw an opportunity to skill thousands of Indian youth, especially women, from very low-income households to serve in the digital economy. Through her organization, iMerit, she wanted to prove that given the right training, even the young women who aren't fluent in English or who are not graduates and at best have passed the 12th grade can do exceptionally well, provided they are given the right training. The vision is to see how they can create a model that taps into the massive digital transformation that is going on all over the world, and how these young people coming from very low income households can become a part of that transformed economy. iMerit students have learned to handle a variety of tasks. Example, verifying driver documents for Uber, validating information on hotels and travel sites, categorizing data, images for online shopping sites, etc. iMerit has recognized early on the nexus of machine intelligence and human intelligence, and they realize this will be the future of work. And hence, they are training their women through a combination of automation and employees in the use of new technologies and software on sophisticated platforms built by the organization. Forest Health. K. Chandrasekhar's mission was to eradicate preventable blindness. For this, he built a business around an innovative product to improve early detection of preventable blindness. He built a simple portable eye scanner and with this established Forest Health to 2010. The device was easy enough for a class 10 graduate to operate, and the images from the screener can be sent to an ophthalmologist in a digital format for viewing on his or her smartphone. He was able to do this because it worked well and cost far less than imported scanners which were being used. It was also very easy to transport the scanner, and most importantly, it was very, very easy to use. Over the years, the eye scanner has been installed not only in our country but in 25 other countries and has benefited around 2 million people. UE Life Sciences. Non-invasive scanning, that is, not involving the introduction of instruments into the body for scanning, at affordable rates for the masses, is the vision behind eye breast exam offered by UE Life Sciences, founded by Mr. Shah. The company has built and commercialized an ultra-portable scanner that pairs up with a smartphone, and local healthcare workers can be trained to use them. A scan can be as inexpensive as only rupees 80 to rupees 250, compared to as much as rupees 2000 for a mammogram in a private hospital. Its business model is based on revenue on per scan basis by various public and private healthcare providers. The company is now in talks with various not-for-profit foundations like Astha Breast Cancer Support Group, the Dabur Group, and others to make eye breast examination available to the poor people at either no cost or at a very low cost. Mera Gaon Power. Nikhil Jaisanghani, Sandeep Pandey, and Brian Shah have provided electricity to villagers who can't even afford to pay as low as rupees 180 a month to state utilities. Mera Gaon Power, a startup founded by these three, solves the problem by providing nighttime lighting as well as mobile phone charging to poor households. The tariff charged for off-grid solar power supply at rupees 30 per week per customer household is affordable, and NGP sets up the solar units and maintains them. 1.25 lakh people, that is around 22,000 customer households in 1,500 villages across 8 districts in Uttar Pradesh, get nighttime lighting and mobile charging because of Mera Gaon Power. Now, let us look at some social impact startups abroad. AidTech from Dublin. This organization offers enterprise-level solutions to aid international NGOs, governments, charities, and corporates tackle some of the most entrenched issues in their fields. In particular, the startup helps them address some of the largest obstacles in global development, including legal identity, financial inclusion, and corruption. TRI, Scandinavian company. It uses crowd investing to enable people all around the world to support solar energy projects. In other words, TRI's global commitment consists in procuring funding to local solar entrepreneurs in emerging countries and ultimately in electrifying vast regions of the world. To reach the goal, The platform provides the expertise and organizations needed to enable secure investments in carefully selected projects. Chiron, based in Berlin, Germany. Chiron is an open online education platform dedicated exclusively to providing education for refugees. As idealistic as it may sound, the company has taken a serious pledge to contribute to a world in which everyone has an equal chance to access and succeed with higher education. The company has adopted an innovative academic model and resorts to a specific pedagogical approach. Handiscover from Sweden. Handiscover is a travel booking website with several holiday destinations and a unique focus, that is, to accommodate people with special needs and disabilities. The platform allows its clients to select accommodations based on their different levels of mobility or physical disability. The website offers a wide choice of over 23,000 properties in more than 52 countries, with main focus in UK, Spain, France and Croatia. Kaitiaki in Italy. This is a startup with a social vocation and an extremely relevant mission, fighting online violence against kids. In order to accomplish this mission, Kaitiaki has built its very own digital social ecosystem, a series of applications that utilize artificial intelligence technology to integrate strategies of bullying prevention and assistance. More than 11.5 million European kids have suffered acts of violence online. And through real-time monitoring and mapping of online threats, this startup encourages kids and their parents to gather greater awareness about online environments, perils, and to use social media in a responsible way, all while making the young users feel safer in cyberspace. Karma, based in Stockholm. Data about food wastage points throws up a glaring fact that an astonishing one-third of all the food made is wasted. Karma therefore has developed an application that helps restaurants, grocery stores and cafes reduce their food waste by selling their surplus to consumers at reduced rates. Thus, the startup solves two problems thanks to their innovative app. That of reducing food wastage and offering consumers delicious food at lower costs. Founded in 2015, the startup proposes to solve two problems thanks to its innovative app. On one side, it prevents unsold food from turning into wastage. And on the other side, it allows registered users to discover delicious food from restaurants, cafes, and grocery stores and to enjoy it for almost half the regular price. A win-win for all. So students, we saw so many examples in India and abroad of startups. You could try any one of these, or you could start your own. Come up with innovative ideas to start a social enterprise of your own. Thank you.